looking at Sim Shimon Pei, Sim Zion. The Bir Locha. So holding a page, Kuf Tzadi Zion. So the second sheet says that there's a locha, you need 600,000 people to create a din of Rishus HaRabim. So the first opinion says, the time they are Rishonim, which does not require that, even though that was true, that there was 600,000 people in the Midbar, and we're learning from the Midbar. The other things are the definitions in the actual Rishus HaRabim itself. Well, its direction that it was straight, etc. But the fact that there was how many people walked on it, it was made for the people to use. So happened to be that zebra was a large zebra, but that wasn't the defining element in the definition of Rishus HaRabim. Okay. Shein Shishim Riboy, Ein Rishavura Mashak Savin, Midasim Chaver Mashak Vavsir Le Kain. Shulchan Aruch, this seems to indicate, he presents it, the first opinion as Stam, that there's no requirement to 600,000, and Yesh Arbim, there's a Yesh Arbim that says you need 600,000. So that would indicate that the Shulchan Aruch, his main opinion is that there's no such requirement, that it's Rishus HaRabim, even without 600,000. Okay. He presents this opinion as a Yeshurim. There are those who say. There's a halacha, you learn the Sefer Shabbos, you learn Hema Isha Yotzei. You see, the Chazal had a very strong limitation of what women are allowed to wear as jewelry on Shabbos, due to the concern that a person might take it off and show it to somebody else, and then mistakenly continue to carry it before putting it back on. And there's all these halachas, and what's interesting is that we're not makbid on a lot of these halachas, which it says in the Mishnah. So then the Shulchan Aruch brings the Shitas Tosis. Tosis says that only applied when there was a Rishus HaRabim. Since nowadays we don't have any Rishus HaRabim because we don't have 600,000 people, therefore there's no Rishus HaRabim at all, which exists. So therefore the Gzeira didn't apply, as the Tosis says. So the Shulchan Aruch brings down that opinion. So it indicates that the Shulchan Aruch is saying there's a requirement of 600,000. See, over here the Shulchan Aruch presents it as a Yesh Arim, but over there the Shulchan Aruch presents it that that's the reason why women aren't makbid and we wear jewelry. Based on the Mishnayos, they'd be much more limited in what they're allowed to wear. They're allowed to wear very, very basic piece, basically. That's about it. So Magen Rambam says, you see it from the Shulchan Aruch holds a halacha l'maisa like this opinion. So many Achronim say that's not a raya. The Hevi Shomrak Nasam Alamdim Schus. He brings it there just as a way to explain why people are doing what they're doing, that that's what they're relying on. But not that he personally is giving his approbation and saying you should be doing this. He's just saying this is what people do. That's shot over there. He has a few rayas, the opposite. Number one. Since Immigration Bays, he says, brings on the halacha, which is a Gemara, the first parak in Shabbos, that a tailor can't go out wearing his needle tucked into his jacket, which is the way he normally carries it during the week, towards evening in Arab Shabbos, because afraid he's going to forget and continue to take it out, continue wearing it while he's on Shabbos. So it's a gzeira erev Shabbos because you might do it on Shabbos. Kasa magan erevam. The lidan the less than rishus rabim. Ishori. So nowadays we don't have rishus rabim. Therefore, it's permitted. Yeah, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. Shulchan Aruch just says you can't. So according to this thought process, we indicate that the Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham's thought process, we don't have rishus. If you hold, there's no rishus rabim because we meet the criteria of 600,000. So the whole it's a gzeira the gzeira. Even on Shabbos, it's only Carmelis. So we don't ask Erev Shabbos because of Shabbos. But the Shulchan Aruch said, not like that. We indicate the Shulchan Aruch holds that there is a problem with Rishus Rabbim nowadays. There's also halachas what the animal is allowed to wear. And the Shulchan Aruch brings all of those halachas without making any qualification. And the Magen Avraham over there points out, if you, nowadays we only have a Carmelist, we don't have a Shulchan Aruch, it's Mutter. Anything which by a person is only Rabbanon, by an animal is Mutter. So for the whole thing is Mutter, but the Shulchan Aruch brings it as all these things as Oster. Again, it's a riot. We had the Gemara. The Gemara talks about a case where it was Ir Shel Yochid, and then it changed to Rishus Rabim. Excuse me, it changed to Shel Rabim. So it remains with certain leniency as regards to how to make the Erev. You're allowed to include the whole city in the Erev, as opposed to when you have a city which belongs to a Rabim, you must exclude part of the city to be a reminder of the Isra of Hitzor. You can't enclose everything. Remember, in those days, the city was a self-contained unit. That's all it was. So you had a wall around the whole city. So you're allowed to carry inside the city, even if it's just a Rabim the Rice, you'd be allowed to carry inside the city. Because walled, but you had to leave a certain neighborhood out. Other people would forget the halachas of Hitzor. That's only if it's the Ir Shel Rabim, Ir Shel Yochid. You don't have to do that. You can include the whole city. So Rashi says, "What's Yochid and what's Rabim?" Pirsh Rashi, Shel Yochid means Shel Nhoya Bashishim Riba. The Seif Noyse about the Yurim. Okay, so Rashi learns it means that originally it's a question of the amount of people there. Originally there was less than 600,000, and then the city more people moved in. It was actually owned by an individual, and then he sold it to the each person bought their own house. He sold out. But the Rambam is going that he does not have this condition of 600,000. So you can't say the definition was Irsha Rabim is 600,000 because there's no such definition. That's how the Gra writes over there. Okay, he only mentions the Rambam's Pshat, not Rashi's Pshat, which would indicate. They all write this minakosu b'machaber day rishayna b'stam amasha the day to kain. Okay, so that's number one. So the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch would indicate that the Shulchan Aruch's opinion is that there's no requirement of 600,000, which would mean that the definition of Rishus Rabim, as long as it meets the criteria of size, etc., Rishus Rabim, and for our purposes, it means like most shitas, you can't make a Tzurus Pesach around the Rishus Rabim. So you could not make a Tzurus Pesach around the city where we do according to the Shulchan Aruch. That's why many Svardim do not rely on an Erev.
What do they do in Israel?
Well, if you make the majority of the area actually walled, so then Tzurus Pesach will work in that situation. But what we do is we enclose the majority of the other eight. So they do is they do the losses. when they're still in certain communities, they actually do the losses. So across the street, which they feel meet the criteria of Shisarabim, they put a gate.
I mean, that works in terms of in a city, they have cities.
What?
You're talking about cities.
Cities. Through the, you know, where the street comes into the city, when the street leaves the city, they'll put a gate. And so we'll see whether there's a sheet that was told that it has to be closed. So they close it. They will close it at 3 o'clock in the morning for a second. You know, just run across the road and run it back. You know, the rolling gates. It's a problem. Okay. Now, Va'at and Norbali spend of Idis Mashakosa with Magan and Rom, Vataz, the Rev Pesach Seer, the Kayesh Arm. The Taz and Bohemar both say that the majority of Rishonim feel like stand like Rashi. So he's going to challenge that. Vihine, Bamis Kafima, Shehatta Kabesir, so the kids and immers as Ikra Shitas. You look at the Beis Yosef when he quotes the opinions. That's the list. They're right. The majority have this requirement of 600,000. Now, Kabbalah's Beis Yosef, Hoya, Kim and Shalom, Mitzim, Kam, Migdal, Shalom, Shemachim, and Al Kim, Vadi, Al Kapon, Lochim, Hachman. Okay, so the Beis Yosef wasn't trying to make a number list. He was just trying to say there are some opinions like that. I want to make a list of the Mekilim. Rishon Lekulam is Hevi Zeb Hashem Bahag. So they quote this, the name of the Bahag. Now that's very important because Bahag is the earliest sefer that we have after the Gemara. Remember, the Mor has no such condition. The Mor never mentioned the requirement of 600,000 people. No such Gemara. Right? The earliest source we saw it was in Rashi. Right? But Rashi quotes it from the Bahag. The Loch HaGadol was written in the 8th century. So it's one of the first Svarim. It's actually, I think, the second sefer written by the Goyim after the Gemara. So, and if he mentions you need 600,000 people, it means we have a clear Masoreth HaGoyim, but that's true. So it's very important. Now, he points out, we don't have it in the Bahag. In our text of the Bahag, there's no such requirement. But Rashi quotes it from the Bahag.
What? Requirement that there be 600,000 people.
I think he touches quotes from the Bahag. Yeah. Rashi Erevin, Davom and Daphne Tess, Smag, Smak, Sefer Achumu, Rabbeinu Meir, Berkech, Batis, Parakim, Meisha. Okay, so we have all of these Rishonim. The Re Masha Shom, the Lepsika, they call it Haida Rezet. In that Tosis, the Re Balatosis seems to be not so clear about it, but the other Balatosis seem to accept it. Rosh Perkalth Erevin Barzaruah Batur Ben Yeruchim. So you'll notice from that list that it's all basically one school. It's all one school, right? The Smag and the Smak were both Balitoses. Sefer Truma was one of the Balitoses. Ben Amir is one of the Balitoses. Rekech wasn't one of the was not one of the Balitoses. Toses. The Rosh or Zaruah was one of the Balitoses. The Tur, the Ben Yeruchim, was the Talmud of the Rosh. Okay, so it seems that was very clearly accepted by the school of the Bali Rashi and the Bali Tosis. It was basically accepted that that's the requirement. Rekech
was
a
Talmud of Rashi.
Who?
Rekech.
No, I don't think so. Let me say that again. I'm not aware that he was. Uh-huh. He's one of the Chassidei Ashkenaz, but I don't think I'm not sure that he was. I can check on that. Okay. Where is that? Hagosa Shri Per Kama the Shabbos Hashem Rashbam the Dinah Skufa the Sheikh Rasham Oit Negad Dinah the Gemara the Kosa Shein Lonu if early they serve the rice Ein Sham. It is surely Shagam as one of the Shein Nim Shem Shiribo Yesh Kam Kiminatar Rishal Sarabin. See, some of the Balei Tosis, the Rebbeinu Tam and the Rashbam, argue. Then you have the Rambam, the Ramban, the Rashi, the Rabbi Magid, and the Ran. And the Ghost of Mordechai, which is also one of the Balei Tosis. Chen Rabbi Yezer, Mimit, Sefer Yerem Shaloi, is also one of the Balei Tosis. Shaloi Hizker Klau, but tonight, Rishis Rabbi Mashiz Rimi, when he defines, Rishis Rabbi doesn't say anything about she's certainly but very vosh. I'm eerie parak above the Shabbos, cool and seal the delubian and she's certainly but. I read two parakates in my average, because of Shom Sharib had got items serving a cake. Okay, so that's a pretty heavy list on the other side. Okay, we came about in Mistar Brakane, the Elo Hoyo Mishusarabim. It's no Gemara anywhere. Okay. The more in Shabbos Davzayin. Amanav the Kamaksha Gemara. Also, Kolhani Lav Karmelus Inu. It makes a list of examples of the Midbar and the Yam. Da da da. Behar Karmelus. So the Morris says everything else. Carmelis is not another case. That's all the things you just mentioned before. Even those are the Carmelises, Carmelios, right? So why didn't he answer? My Lutir is also the Rabbis. You should answer. The Mishnah is including a case of something which met the criteria. Which is a Rabbim, a Yam doesn't have a path for people to go when it's not 16 amas wide with a path, etc. The phrase "Hakarmus" is coming in Marba, something which looks like a Rosh Hashanah, but it's not because it doesn't have enough people. Well, that would be the nice answer the more should give, but the more doesn't give that answer. Even as when Chazal, it wasn't that every city had 600,000. Right? So there was some cities, so that the Chazal Shem of Vatel, the din of Kriyas, the din of Kiyas Shofar from all of Klal Yisrael, because there's one city in the world which has a problem that they might carry on Shabbos. Would not be logical, he says. They indicate there's no such requirement as 600,000. Now, you see from the Chavos Chaim the following. Remember, I once heard the Rav Chaim was speaking. He says, so we have this gzera that you might, not know how to blow the shofar, and you run out with your shofar to shizur rabim because you're so intent on keeping kaim the mitzvah, and you look for a bucket to help blow the shofar for you. Now, Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Tuesday. He says, I've never met somebody running through the street with the shofar trying to find somebody who's a bucket to teach him how to blow the shofar. I've never seen it happen. Person with his lulav and esrog, so they're running through the street to find something like that. Not, the chesh wasn't you going to carry it to shul. Chesh wasn't, if you didn't know how to do it, you're going to find a bucket to teach you how to do nanuam. I've never seen anybody walk around in the shul to the next guy teach him how to do nanuam. Right, so this gzeira that we might run to find somebody to teach him how to do nanuim seems to be a very strange gzeira. So you have to tell you that it happens 1 in 10 million. Considering the amount of people that I've seen in his lifetime, different communities, different cities, it's never happened once. Right. So what's Chazal's gzeira b'chalal? Teretz Chazal, obviously, were guys that the importance of Shabbos was so significant to Chazal that was willing to be mevatel. And he was talking about sukkahs. He says, Chazal tell you that the nanuim, that the nanuim to the four ruchos are mevatel the ruchos rois. So all of the hurricanes and the tornadoes and the typhoons and all of that, is nisbatel because we have nanuyim, and up and down is because of the tolim royim and the bad rains. So the monsoon rains, etc. And we're willing to take all of that away because the rest of it, we only have a little of one day. Because one person, one time in the history of Klal Yisrael, Shemim Chalal Shabbos. That's basically what we're saying. You understand how Chazal did Shabbos? So then this guy's not such a kasha. Yeah, one person, one time in the one city which existed was also worth it to Chazal. I mean, what's enough community? One in a billion and one in 5 billion. I mean, you know. So the kasha is not such a stark kasha. If you think about, but you see, Chabad Chaim wasn't bothered by that. By him, he understood that one in a million was a problem. It's just like one in 10 million. I understand, but one in a billion, I don't get. You know, okay, I'm not sure. So it's an interesting thought process. He says, okay, and therefore he says, after all of this, therefore we should be machmer. But the first opinion, there's no such requirement. So then it was a very common issue. The same. The Ramah paskins, it's karmelous. There he's going lahachmer. That a makom patur, we said a makom patur, miraisa karmelus is a makom patur. It's there's no mitzvah to carry it there. Chazal asked the karmelus, but they left the makom patur with being mitzvah to carry. But the Ramah shita there said there's no din makom patur and the karmelus because they're not really any different. So the head of Makom Patur is only Rishus Rabbim, a bona fide Rishus Rabbim. So they're saying we only have a karmelus, it's a chumrah. Okay, Masha Nistabash Amadibri Rash, Magufa, Kardocha, the Roar, Kamakredim, the Masha Kosov, the Beis Yosef, Zu, Hakusha, Eno, Haino Kusha Rishonah, Shem, Yisrael Lahoitze, okay. They bring us the Gra, holds like that. Because a muchach, it's four lines in the bottom. At the end of the line, because a muchach sheyesh lahachak der rishen. Ach, a muchach sheyesh oid sad lahachak. Yesh lisa mechal the sorach. Right? Okay, because of the rabbi Einsha. Come walk. Hey, mother, carach limchus biyadam akilim. Shem sofam al poiskim. Shem the rishitus bahag varashi hana. Well, chayor shemai. Mevada yesh lahachak malatzer. There's an eno yesh gam kem shes a rabbi. Minatara. Mela and Lismach al Arab shall serve as a Pesach, the Vina Dafka the losses. Because she's Barak Kol, come on, Simishin Samakdal. I said, Mr. Burr, beer loss. Okay, so he's Machmer. Then he has a second argument. So the Chazanich comes along and says, so what you're telling me is that every city which ever relied on the city Eruv, which many, many cities are doing it, they're doing something improper. You tell me every Yerushalayim should be Machmer, etc. We don't find that was the minhag in Klal Yisrael. He comes up with an interesting argument that, but walls across Rishus HaRabim will be mevatel than Rishus HaRabim. So what about if I have something which has the status of walls through the process of Omer Merubah? So how do I have Omer Merubah? I'm not picturing suburbia USA, but in a more urbanized type of an area, house, maybe a little gap in between. But if you look, the house is a wall facing Rosh Hashanah. The gap in between was always Omer Merubah on the ports. The gaps in between were smaller than the houses. And then this way, this road over here also, the gaps in between were smaller than the houses. And now you get to the intersection. So, the Mikra Din, Omer Merubah, from this road going this way, says even though there's a street which goes over here, still it's Omer Merubah, as if there's a wall there. Am I making sense? So if I have a row of houses this way, and here's the street intersecting that, and there's a row of houses further on that, continuing further on the other side. So these houses created in Arben Ruba that it crossed that road, has a din as if there's a wall there. So this road ends in a wall. And the same thing with the street this way, there's houses going this way. When it intersects this intersection makes it as if there's a wall across that. So there's walls all over our, there's halachic walls going across all of our streets.
By the houses.
Due to the houses.
But the streets themselves that are 16 amos, that's helped out by this Svara.
So the din of 16 amos, there's discussion how long 16 amos has to continue for 16 amos. How long 16 amos has to continue to be considered? So he says that even though the Shiva says 16 amos, but by 16 amos is the length you have to continue. But if you put actual walls across it, so that at both ends of the street, he holds that would be mivatel the Mishnah's Rabbah from the street, even though 16 amos wide.
Just
the same way losses work, even though there's no limit in losses, you have to put losses every 16 amos.
Yeah, but that's exactly, there is no del there. I mean, that's open.
How does delos help? Yeah, you're right. There's a door there, a mile down, a door there, and there's another. But in between, there's a road, which is 16 amos wide for 5,000 feet. But since at that end there's a door and this end there's a door, that's called that you've been about to Rosh Hashanah. So if I put a wall there and I put a wall there, it also is about to Rosh Hashanah. So then I put a wall there.
Well, but if it's mefulish, then I don't understand how that.
Well, the losses work for mefulish.
No, what I'm saying is that.
So I remember it also works for mefulish.
Yeah, but where are your doors? If you had a.
You don't need doors, you have walls.
Yeah, but I'm missing something. In other words, if I understand, if you have a delet, right? So that where's your delet on the?
You don't have a delet. You have a wall.
But not for the 16 amos.
You have a road which is 16 amos long, wide, and it goes 5 miles. And there's a door at that end. There's a door at this end. Why is that? Why does it work? There's a door there, a door there, but in between there's 16 amos wide for many, many miles.
Right.
But it's mutter.
Right.
So, if since I put a wall across, not a delis, it would also be mutter, right?
Okay, but where is that wall?
I remember Ruba makes it, there's a wall there.
Even though it's mefulish.
Even though it's mefulish, but there's a wall there. As he says, Minaraisa, there's a wall. So it can't be any worse. Salamai, what made her bottom? Good, it's made her bottom. You put a Tursa Pesa.